am. Here I stand, Lord, my life in your hands. Lord, I'm longing to see your desires revealed in me. Give myself away.
Hallelujah.
I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Hey. I give myself away so you can use me. Take my heart, take my life as a living sacrifice. All my dreams, all my plans, Lord, I place them in your hands. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
Yes, Jesus.
I give myself away so you can use me. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself to you. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself to you. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself to you. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Hey, I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away so you can use me. Lord, I'm available to you. My will I give to you. I'll do what you say. Do use me, Lord, to show someone the way and enable me to say my storage is empty and I am available to you. You gave me my hand to reach out to men, to show him your love and your perfect plan. You gave me my ears. I can hear your voice so clear. I can hear the cries of sinners, but can I wipe away their tears? Lord, I'm available to you. My will I give to you. I'll do what you say do. Use me, Lord, to show someone the way and enable me to say my storage is empty and I am available to you. Now I'm giving back to you all the tools you gave to me, my hands, my ears, my voice, my eyes, so you can use them as you please. I have emptied out my cup so that you can fill it up. Now I'm free, I just want to be more available to you. Lord, I'm available to you. My will I give to you. I'll do what you say do. Use me, Lord, to show someone the way and enable me to say my storage is empty and I am available. My storage is empty. Yes, I am available. My storage is empty, and I am available. I give myself away. Hey, I give myself away. So you can use me. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Well, praise God. Praise God. Once again, my name is Keisha Lee, and I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio, and I welcome each and every caller on the line this morning. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Most Heavenly Father, we come before you with bowed hearts on today. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for being faithful. We thank you for being a just God. We thank you for the blessings of you, oh Father. We seek your face this morning, Almighty God, and we're grateful, Lord, that you chose us to pour out upon, oh Father. We thank you for the anointing that's on this call today. Now, Father God, release your glory. Let the weight of your glory rest upon each and every person on this line today. We thank you that your anointing is heavy, hallelujah, on this call, Father. We're forever grateful for who you are, God. We thank you that your name, hallelujah, and we thank you for your son, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for being a fence all around us each and every day. Father, I lift up these people before you right now, God. Lord, that you continually pour out your glory upon them, God, in a mighty way, oh Father. We thank you, Father, for the speaker today, your representative, Father, your mouthpiece, oh Father. Lord, that you give them a double portion on today, and out of their belly, let the rivers of your living water flow. Father, we're grateful, we thank you, and we love you. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Host, are you there?
Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good morning.
Hallelujah.
Good morning. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Prayer general. Take it on away and finish it on out for us. God bless you.
There's a sweet, 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 sweet spirit in this place, and I know that it's the presence of the Lord. Thank you so much, Minister Keisha, for seating and greeting everyone this morning. I tell you, with the joy of the Lord, with the presence of God all over you, thank you so much. And Minister Tiffany, you started this. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, I'm available to you. I give myself away. What a presence of the Lord we have had already this morning, and we're going higher. Thank you so much for starting this day with the anointing that God has placed upon your life. Good morning, good morning, good morning, TMC family. Hallelujah on this Our God is Faithful Friday. This is Brenda Terrell residing here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and I tell you, I know I'm excited, and I know you are too, that we are starting this day giving God glory and just giving him praise that's due to him. Let me tell you a little bit about this call. It started back in October 2010. By our wonderful, wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who said yes to the Master. And they stood on God's word, and that's Psalm 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Our mission definitely is to enrich, empower, and enhance believers as they come to this call each and every day. Now, we definitely have a website you can go to. It's www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And anytime, I mean absolutely anytime, you feel like getting a word from the Lord, it's back there. It's archived there. All the bios of our speakers are there, and we're so thankful to God that those messages are there and available to each and every one of you. Now, our theme for this year is in 2020, with supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us, the evidence of greater works must be released and seen. Oh, glory to God. Now, that's a message right there. But let me tell you, many of you might feel led of the Lord to give a message, to give a word that God has given you, or either you might be a psalmist, you might be a person who wants to greet or host. You can do so by sending us some information and telling us that you're ready and willing to serve. You can do so by sending it to info@themasterscall.net. That's info, I-N-F-O, at themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, yours truly, will contact you. Now, today is Friday, and we will verbally take your prayer requests as well as your praise reports in the second half of this call. And now is the time where you can invite others, give them a text and say, come on, because we're getting ready to go higher into the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. So text someone and tell them it's not too late to come on this call. Now, what brought us all together, most of us for that part, is in Artists International, which is the best health and wellness company that I know. And we're so thankful to God that we do have some wonderful, wonderful products that bring the best health to you. Get with the person that invited you to this call, and they'll be more than happy to share with you about the wonderful Artist Life products. And this is a company that's been established well over 30 years. So, hey, they know what they're doing, okay? Glory to God. And also, there's a morning motivational call that's held every Monday through Friday right after this call. And today is Activity Friday, so you can definitely get some great information about these products. The number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617#. And being today Activity Friday, you can also get some information about being in the business as well. Well, I'm getting out of the way because we definitely have a wonderful, wonderful woman of God. And guess what? She started us off, and she's going to continue. Oh, yes. She's out there in California, but guess what? This early in the morning, she is always available to the Lord, and we're so thankful to have her on our team. I'm talking about none other than Minister Tiffany Parise Lauderdale, the woman of God who has said yes to the Lord for many years. She lives in Southern California. She is the middle child of three children, and she has gotten a BS degree in criminal justice. She is the mother of all of our son, Kalon. I tell you, a young man who is about to attend college in Alabama, Talladega, and we're so thankful that God has blessed him in such a tremendous way. Tiffany lives in city of Culver City. She is also an employee of that city in the transportation department. She is a woman of God who loves the Lord, loves to travel, loves to encourage, loves to support, loves to be God's minister. You will hear it in her voice when she ministers this morning. I'm getting out of the way to introduce to some, present to others, our one songbird, one of our songbirds, I'll put it that way. But she started this thing, and she's going to continue it. Minister Tiffany Parise Lauderdale of California, are you there?
I am here. Prayer General, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Woman of God, take it away.
Praise God. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. We give God the glory, the honor, and all of the praise. And I am so excited today about Jesus. I'm excited that he has woke me up into another day, into another quarter, into another opportunity, a day filled with possibilities of things that are great and that are coming just for each and every single one of you. So thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa, and thank you, Dr. PK, and for saying yes, because it gives us this opportunity to gather here, and as Benita would say, this telecommunication sanctuary where our lives have been enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day. Thank you so much to Pray the Heavens on Down, Minister Keisha Lee from Cincinnati, Ohio, for seating us and greeting us this morning and definitely taking us into the prayer room this morning. To you, the Prayer General, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, thank you so much for every single thing that you do each and every single day to make sure that we here are TMC leadership team has every single tool that we need to serve in excellence. So thank you so much for hosting us this morning and for introducing me. Wow. I want to jump up and down, but I'm just telling you that God is amazing. And so, Father, we just thank you because you are amazing. And so remove Tiffany Parise Lauderdale and increase in me so that what you would have to say here on the Master's Call this morning is not me, but it is you using me, oh God. And so we give your name the glory, the honor, and we give you all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. I surrender all. Yes, Jesus. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. I surrender all. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. Hallelujah. Whew, Lord Jesus, have your way, God. Have your way. So this morning, TMC family, I came on here to simply say, let go and let God have his way. It's time for us to surrender. It's time for us to surrender all to him. And so as we have entered into a time of quarantine, COVID-19, so many things have been going on. So many mechanisms have been happening and continuing to move on each and every single day. There's so many things that in our lives that have shifted and changed, but one thing that has remained the same is God. He is still in control, and he is still in the blessing business. Psalm 89:13 says, strong is your hand. Your right hand is lifted high in glorious strength. Powerful is your arm. Thank you, Lord. We surrender everything to God. And maybe during the course of everything that has been going on, maybe we have not put up the white flag. Maybe we are still trying to maneuver and to get through everything the way that we feel in our mind that we should. But in this time, God is saying, give it all to me and let me handle it, because I am still, as it says in Romans, working everything out for my glory and for your good. Many of us have allowed the television to become our best friend. We go to sleep with it on and we wake up with it on, and it's still repeating the same thing, what the president did, what the president didn't do, what is going on in our country, all of this injustice that's happening each and every single day and has been happening for years. But now you see that something has changed, and that is that we of all color lines have joined in together on one accord to come together to speak for peace. Hallelujah. See, Hebrews 12:1, it Paul says to us to throw off everything that hinders us and the sin that so easily entangles us, and give it to God. See, now it's time for us like never before to give it to God. What does it mean to really surrender to God? Surrendering to God is literally giving up everything. It is telling God that we are not big enough to deal with our worries. It's telling God that we are not big enough to deal with our problems. It's telling God that we are not big enough to deal with the situations that go on each and every single day. It's telling him that we are allowing him to take over. Surrendering to God must become a lifestyle. It is something that we must practice. It is something that we need to allow our minds to renew and to rethink daily. It's a choice. We have choices in life. Surrendering to God is a choice. Am I going to give it to him and take it back? We say, oh, you know what? I am tired of dealing with this situation. I'm just going to give this to God. But as quickly as we give it to him, we take it back. And we try to work it out our own way. It's a mindset. It's the way we think. And then it's allowing ourselves to become, play the victim role and put ourselves into the victim seat, and then start getting others to be in the victim seat with us and start listening to what their words are telling us, when that's not what God is saying to us. Surrendering to God is a discipline. It doesn't happen overnight. It takes practice. How do I know this? I am an example. And why do I know that? This is why. Kalon Taj Williams was lent to me on November 28th of 1997. Yes, all of you know that I am a single parent. Yes, I've never been married. And yes, my son's father is still living. In the beginning of our lives, we were a family. Then something happened. I went one way and he went another. The whole time that situation happened, my son now, or our son, is 22 years of age. He will be 23 in November of 2020, God willing. The whole time I did not understand the process that God was taking me through. There were so many days and so many nights that I cried thinking, wow, am I the right mother for this child? Lord, did you give this assignment to the right person? Because I just can't handle this. My son was actually hurting emotionally inside. Many times taking out his anger and his emotions on me because his father was not there. We went to church Sunday after Sunday for years. We went to Bible studies Wednesdays after Wednesdays for years. I sung music that was Christian-based in our household. I made sure that he was surrounded by people who knew Jesus and who walked with Jesus. But then to hear your son say, Mom, there's no God because my father is not here. Never saying a bad word about his father, not being responsible, it was his choice not to be here. Coming on the master's call for years, hurting on Tuesdays in our meeting, sharing what I was going through and having my sisters and my brothers to back me up was what brought me through. I didn't surrender to God when he said, give it to me completely. I kept on taking that thing back. I kept on taking it back. I couldn't let go of it, and I tried to work it out and orchestrate it myself. I'm raising a star athlete who God gifted with gifts and talents. He's a natural born athlete. No matter what sport he gets into, he will excel in it because God gave him that ability. But emotionally, he's damaged. He's hurt. He's angry. He's mad. And sometimes at me, who does the best thing that I could do for him. Lord, why me? Lord, why me? I have cried out so many times. But the Lord said, Tiffany, be still. I told you to be still a long time. And know that I am God and I got this. So then quarantine comes about here in 2020. And God had to just sit me down long enough to allow him to be God, and to allow me to surrender everything to him. When I tell you that God has shown up, he has showed up. He has showed up in a mighty way. My son's biological grandmother on his father's side is 93 years of age. And over a month ago, she had a stroke. And when she had that stroke, it brought the family together in a whole different way that I was not even anticipating. She had a stroke. Praise God. God is restoring her, and he has brought her through. He has brought her through. She is on the road to healing. But in that situation, it allowed my son and his father to have a relationship for the first time in 22 years. So much so that my son called me one evening and he said to me, Mom, my dad's kind of cool, huh? And then he started trying to
orchestrate the reconciliation will, which I have always forgiven him. I just said God would have to deal with him in his timing and not mine, so that he and his son can have a relationship together. I said that so many times. Lord, I'm moving out your way. But you have to let him know. He's missed tons of basketball games and tons of swimming and tons of golf tournaments and tons of seeing him ice skate. He missed that. Tons of PTA meetings. But I had the opportunity to experience it with God and with the people that he surrounded me with. So now, my son and his father has been together every single day since that situation happened with his grandmother. And all I can say is, to God be the glory. Because when you move yourself out the way and when you give everything to God, then God will show up. He just says, be still and know that I am God. God is willing and he is able to do anything. Let go and let God be God. Let go and let God be God, because you are definitely not the God who is in control. All we do is just jack stuff up from the neck up to the floor up to the neck up. Let go and let God be God. Stop trying to handle it yourself. And move yourself out the way. Let go and let God have his way. As soon as I stop worrying how the story ends, that's when I let go and I let him have his way. Let go. And let God, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, let go, and let God. As soon as I stop worrying how the story is, I let go and I let God have his way. Back over to you, Prayer General.
Hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Bless is the man and the woman who trust in him. Our God is faithful. Let go and let God. I tell you, Minister Tiffany, what a powerful, powerful, powerful message this morning that I know everyone will touch this morning. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. This is a weekend message that we can share with everyone today. Share it with somebody today. They have to hear this testimony. Awesome, awesome, awesome. I will be calling you back to close this first half out with the benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer with our prayer request. Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent, how excellent, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Lord, you have set your glory above the heavens, and then out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, you have ordained strength. We thank you, O God, that you have been so good to us. You have been the mighty God, the awesome God, our everlasting Father, our Prince of Peace. We thank you. We thank you for this woman of God, Lord, who have brought forth a powerful message even after coming before you with praise and worship like none other. We thank you, Lord God, for filling her cup until it overflows. Thank you, oh God, for restoring relationship with Kalon and his father. Thank you, oh God, for restoring all of them with their health, their strength, and empowering them in such a way, Father God, that all men will see your glory in the midst. We thank you, oh God, that you are not a God that you should lie, but Lord God, you said in everything, things will work together for the good of those who love you, who are called according to your purpose. And we thank you for allowing your purpose to work magnificently in Tiffany's life, in Kaylon's life. Thank you, Father, for being the awesome God that you are. Lord, we thank you that you're healing so many, Father, in the name of Jesus. All those who are sick and having ailments this morning, we're decreeing and declaring them healed by the blood of the Lamb. We're calling Minister Sharon, Minister Dr. P.K., Taryn, Lester, Victoria, and Sarah, John Lewis, Jerry, Wendell, Miss Chelsea, Jade, Diane, Kenneth, Marisol, Diane, Catherine, Esther, Marsha, Harold, Miss Daisy, and all those, Lord God, that we may not have called out, but you know who they are. We say by the blood of Jesus Christ, they're healed by the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Father, for touching the bereaved, putting your arms around them. Minister Sharon Stowers and the Stowers family, Lord God, thank you for touching them in a magnificent way. Minister Kai, Father God, as they lay her Aunt Jackie to rest today, Father God, do a special work in them, Lord, in this hour. Father God, we thank you for Minister Wanda and her family, Lord. Minister Keisha and her family, Minister the Cynthia and her family, the Wells family, the Clark family, the Brown family, and the White family, Lord God. You know, Lord, all that they need. And we're decreeing and declaring in the name of Jesus that peace is within their hearts and their minds and in their spirit, man. Lord God, we thank you for all of those who are on this call. We ask a special blessing upon each and every one of them. Thank you for being the God that you are in all of our lives. In Jesus' name, we say hallelujah and amen. Well, again, you want to share this message with someone today, or two, or three, because they have the whole weekend to listen to this powerful, powerful message. That the playback is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. The pin is the same, 957-677#. We will be taking your prayer requests and praise reports in the second portion of this call. There is Activity Friday on the New Morning Motivational Call, 712-770-4005, 294-617#. Thank you again, Minister Keisha, for seating and greeting everyone and opening us up with that powerful prayer, giving us that tag, "Our God is faithful." I tell you, it was right on time today. And also, Minister Tiffany, oh my goodness, what a powerful message this morning. And the anointing is all over you, and we thank God for you. Would you come and close us out with this first portion of the of this call, and then we'll turn it over to our very own Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for your faithfulness. Thank you, Father, that we can surrender everything to you. And we know that in all things that you work it out for the good of those who love you and who are called according to your purpose. And so we say, Lord, on this day, we give ourselves away to you and we surrender everything to you, that thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven, throughout each and every single one of us as we go through this day and every day going forth. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Dr. PK, take it away.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. My God, my God, my God. What a word, what a word, what a word. God, we give you the praise. I'm telling you, I'm ready to go right now before the Lord and jump and shout with you. My goodness, this is Dr. PK. I'm here in the mouth, here in California. You all, I'm telling you the truth. I am so excited right now, down to my sanctified toes. Oh, glory. This has been a morning. This has been a morning. What a morning, what a morning. Well, everybody, as you know, on Friday, and if you are visiting us today, we have praise and testimony doing this section. And we are so thankful to each and every one of you being on the call today. And if you want to be with us in this portion, all you do is *6 and come into the queue. And we are going to acknowledge you this morning. First, I just want to say again, thank you, Minister Tiffany. Thank you so much for sharing your heart and ministry with us this morning. Thank you. I am so, so excited to have Minister Keisha on. Yes, Lord, they said pray the heaven down. I said pray the paint off the wall. That gal knows she can pray. Lord, I thank God for her and thank God that she's on today. And our prayer general is always just doing what she does. I love you, love you, love you. Owe you a call as well. I thank God for our own Dr. Vanessa and acknowledge the work that she does on a continuous basis. God is just blessing her for her faithfulness and consistency. Never stop, never fails. And I just thank God for her this morning. I want to stop you all and praise God this morning for all of you as ministers. And I call you the ministerial staff of TMC. And that's a good thing you can put on your resume. You're a minister, you're a staff minister for TMC, which has been around coming up on our 10th year. We have some powerful men and women of God who have stuck with us and stayed. And I'm here to tell you the testimonies that you have to give just makes my heart go pitter-patter. I thank you, each and every one of you. I love you dearly. And so with that being said, I'm moving out of the way, open up the queue, and I see there she is. Tampa is here. Minister Willer, come front and center.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you, Dr. K.K. Thank you, our TMC family. I just want to say, my God, all we needed was the Hammond B3 this morning with Minister Tiffany starting us off with prayer, with our Pray the Heavens Down, Minister Keisha. Oh, my gosh. And then that word, Minister Tiffany, thank you so much. I know you blessed a lot of people this morning with your transparency. And in every area of our lives, all we have to do is let go. And let God, my God, that was too good. And I'm glad that we will have it over the weekend so I can go back and listen to it and then share it with family. Praise God. My prayer request is I need to make a decision about whether, because I had some trouble with a tooth, and I've had trouble with this tooth over the years. And so I want you to pray that I make a decision. It's either root canal or extraction. Both of them sound like pain to me. So that's the decision I need to make. So I want you to be prayerful with me about that. But that is not the most important thing. We prayed for the Sandifer family about a month ago, and Mother Sandifer went home to be with the Lord. Well, her older son joined her with the Lord on Wednesday, and his name was John. And so please pray for the Sandifer family because their hearts are broken, as you can only imagine, and because this was so unexpected. John had a heart attack. He had not been sick or anything. So please keep the Sandifer family in your prayers. And Lord knows we need to pray for our nation. Lord, pray for Donald Trump. My prayer every day is that he has a Damascus Road experience. And so you know the situation with him, and you know the situation with his supporters. So let's just ask God to take the blinders off their eyes. We can see already that he's trying to steal the election with what happened in Georgia. And we just have to ask God to fix any plan, to expose any plans, any schemes, any strategies that he might have, and then to also keep Joe Biden well. So that's my prayer request, and I thank you, and I love you, family. Back to you, Dr. BK.
God bless you. God bless you, my dear sweetheart. We love and appreciate you. Definitely we'll be praying for the Sandifer family and America. Yes, yes, yes. I tell you one thing for sure. You all, I want you to know God has not gone to sleep on anything. He sees all, he knows all, and he's going to do all. He's going to do exactly what needs to be done. We've got to do what we need to do to ensure that what God has for us, we absolutely get, knocking Satan out of the way with prayer and fasting. Praise the name of Jesus. We also, on this call, I'm going to have to do it right now, is thank God for, we have one consistent baritone voice who has been with us down through the years, and that is our own Pastor Everett Thomas. And this is his month for us to bless him. Minister Brenda, we thank God for you. If you could just get our contact information out to us so that we can do just that. We have no one else in the queue this morning. I guess that that means that everybody is going to keep your prayer. Your prayers are answered, and you are praising God for yourself with what you have. I want to just praise God for you today. I'm excited about this call. We have had some excellent messages this week, and the ministry has just gone forth so wonderfully. Blessed for each and every one of us who have sat at the table to partake. It has been absolutely phenomenal. At this time, we're going to have Honorable Cynthia Cox to come front and center. They're out of that New York State. Come on in, Minister Cox.
Good morning, Dr. P.J. Robert Patton. I am so grateful this morning. Thank you also, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for all that you do. I can't thank you guys enough. I'm so appreciative of this call because I have came a long way. Praise God, and I thank you. And I just want to say, too, I heard Minister Willow talking about how we're going to work this out. You know how you're going to work this out? By absentee ballot. If you do that, you won't stand in that line out there because, you know, I'm running. Matter of fact, tomorrow is our early voting in here in the Bronx, in New York. So pray for me. I'm on the journey of the New York State Assembly. We just had some good things that we've been doing, a texting program, and everybody is saying good things about me, and I expect to win. So you guys pray for me and pray for my family. Thank you, Minister Tiffany. Yes, I let go and let God. That's why I am where I'm at today, and I thank God for that. And you got to keep the faith. You got to trust in him at all times, not sometimes, all times. He got it. Like they say, he got this. And so, you know, I just want to say sometimes people don't understand how God works. And I'm just so thankful today. And my journey has been long, but God is blessing me right about now. So you guys keep me in prayer. Love each and every one of you guys. Thank you, Minister Tiffany, for that. I keep thinking about let go, let God. I always say that. But I thank God for you, Dr. PK, Dr. Vanessa, everything. I'm just thankful this morning. And I thank the family that I share this call with, Sister Vicky and Dale and my sister-in-law, Jeanette. They own the call faithfully. So, you know, that's why I go out and share the word. I keep the word in my – it's forefront. It's first in my life. So, you know, if you share it, people get on the call. You never know who your heart you touch. Because everybody's going through something right about now. So y'all guys pray for me, and I pray for you. I love each and every one. God bless y'all. Have a great and lovely day and weekend.
God bless you. And we're believing God for your win as well. We are just believing God that folk are going to do what they need to do to bring you right on in that back in that office for the assembly. And we are thanking God for you. Honorable Cynthia Cox, yes, yes, yes. At this time, we're going to bring on our own, she calls me her angel, I call her my angel, my singing angel. And you know I'm always, whenever I come on board, you know I need her, she or somebody's going to have to sing before I pray. But Sharon, come on up, Minister Sharon Stowers. We have been praying for you and the family during the loss of your loved one, and come on and tell us what you want us to know.
Great day, everybody. I tell you, I really thank the Father for this group, this prayer call. You guys are like my multiplus and my heart is shield. I have to start the morning, hallelujah, with you for encouragement to start the day off right. Just thank you, Songbird, the original Nobody Like You, Songbird. Thank you so much today. As I was saying, I had got on prepared to sing, but I am so glad I hesitated because I was way beyond blessed this morning with you, with not only your singing, but your message and your testimony. And we all need to let go and let God. So thank you for that. Hallelujah. I want to ask for prayer for the Stowers family, and specifically for my husband Kenneth and his sisters, Charlotte, Janice, and Beverly. They are still in the process of making decisions and arrangements, and just for wisdom on what to do, how to do it, and that God will direct them in this process, and that he will strengthen them to even be able to, you know, just get together and talk about it and make the decisions. You know, sometimes when we're hurting, we put things off. But I pray that he will strengthen them so that they could go ahead and make the final arrangements so that the family will know what to do. So lift them up. My praise report is, as far as I know, everything has been peaceful and united. And, you know, in these times of death, that it can be the opposite. But the Lord has breathed on him and his sisters, and they have a peace about them that I am grateful for. So I give him praise for that. And that I pray that the whole family will be such. And I love you guys. You are my angels, Dr. PK. And I give him praise for you. That's all I have.
God bless you, my dear. Rock it steady right there so you can sing before I get ready to preach. No, I'm not going to preach this morning. I'm sorry. I ain't going to even preach this prayer. I'm just going to pray it out this morning. Listen, everybody, as we are preparing for the weekend, wisdom straight from the throne room. Rona is still roaming. Yes, the sun is a beckoning you to the beaches. Yes, I know that you are wanting to get out and go shop and do all of these things because you've been behind closed doors. Even churches are opening up, and many of them don't have a good plan. We could see at the funeral of George Floyd that there was no plan in place for the assembling of the people. You all, please be careful. The enemy is not asleep either. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. The sun is going to continue to rise until the Lord comes. The beaches are going to be there. Please be careful. Restaurants are opening. You don't know who's cooking and who's sick back behind those counters. Please be careful. I just ask that you all share that message with others that you come in contact with. Please be careful. All righty, with that being said, we're getting ready to go to the throne with our prayer request today. We're going to ask you to come, Minister Sharon, and give us a selection, and then we're going to go on into our prayer.
Purify our hearts, Lord. Purify our hearts, Lord. Purify our hearts, Lord, purify our hearts, Lord. Oh, Lord, we need you. We're waiting on
We're desperate for you. So let your glory settle here. We're looking for a sign. We're looking for a wonder. We're looking for miracles. So let your glory settle here. Purify hearts, Lord. Purify hearts, Lord. Yes, sanctify our hearts, Lord. Sanctify hearts, Lord. Oh, Lord, we need you. We're waiting on you. We are desperate for you. So let your glory settle here. Settle on our hearts, Lord. Settle on this nation, oh God. Settle in our communities. Just let your glory settle here. We're looking for signs. We're looking for a miracle. We're looking for a wonder. So let your glory settle here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh my God, my God. Purify my heart, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Miss Keisha, are you in the queue for a praise or a prayer, or did you accidentally just fall in there? Speak to me.
I believe I just accidentally fell in there. I don't know how I did, but to God be the glory. I was just typing out this call. Has been fire. Hallelujah. I thank God for the Holy Ghost and his fire. And that's what it's been since the beginning of this call this morning, and his word and his worship and his praise have went forth. And I'm just glad that I was home to just be a part of this today. So I think I just accidentally fell in the queue this morning.
It's no accident. It's no accident with the Lord. Just go on and start praying. I'll close it out. Thank you.
Okay. Father God, it's in your most precious name, hallelujah, that we gather here on this call today. We thank you, mighty God, that you're faithful. We thank you, almighty God, Lord, that you care enough for us, oh, Father. Lord, that you see about us, God, that you work out our issues, oh, Father. We're thankful, Father, that you're not so high, Father, that you're not touched by our infirmities, our issues, almighty God. We give you the praise and the glory today. We call on your anointing right now, God, to fill our cup, God, fill our well, God. Allow it to overflow, Father. Lord, let those around us be blessed, hallelujah, by your love for us, oh, Father God. Lord, turn the hearts of the man back to you in the name of Jesus. God, we lift up our nation on today, Father. We pray for our nation right now. Father, heal the land. Father, we decree a thing and we know that it shall be established because your word says so, Father. Heal the land. Heal our families, God. Heal the broken, Father. You said a broken and a contrite heart. Lord, that you would not despise in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, every ear on this call, oh, Father, fill our ear, God. with your revelation, God, with your word in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Thank you, Lord, that our feet is on straight street, Father. Thank you right now, God, that you're prospering the works of our hands. Everything we touch is blessed by you, mighty God. We thank you right now that you're sanctifying us, holy God, to live in this place, to live in this time, God. We thank you right now, God, just for who you are, oh Lord. We love you today. We bless you today, God. Thank you for the co-founders of this call today, God. Lord, that you, Father God, minister to them each and every day, Father God. Lord, right now, God, the administration of the master call, God, we speak the blessings of the Lord to be upon it. In the name of Jesus, nothing missing, nothing broken. But, Father, we speak, Father God, multiplications upon this call, God. In the name of Jesus, right now, every caller that calls in, God, Lord, that you begin to bless them in ways they don't even understand, God. Lord, God, do a great and mighty thing, oh, Father. Thank you for the word bearer on today, God. Fill her cup, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, God, continue to bless, oh, God, that reunion today, God, like no other, Father. We love you today. We bless you today, God. Every spoken word and every unspoken word, Father, we know that you're able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can ask or even think according to the power that worketh in us, oh, God. Now, Father, those that are bereaved today, Father, we thank you right now that your strength right now, God, is their portion, God. Your comfort right now, God, is their portion, God. Your peace right now, God, is their portion in the name of Jesus right now. Now, Father, make ways out of no ways like never before, like only you can. Lord, we love you today. We bless you today. We glorify your great and mighty name in Jesus. Hallelujah and amen. Glory. Hallelujah.
Oh, God, we thank you that there's never an accident in you. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. I thank you and I bless your name because you're so wonderful. You're so awesome. Thank you for our own minister, Keisha Lee, as she's come to pray the heavens down for real. Thank you, God, that we stand on your word that says, rejoice always and pray without ceasing, giving thanks in all circumstances, for this truly is your will, God. And we thank you that she's ready to pray without ceasing at any time. And so, God, right now, we just call the names of those who have been called already, lifting them up, asking your special blessing upon the Sanifer family. God, when death comes, it is just such a painful thing, leaving such a deep void. The grief that is associated with it is unexplainable. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. But I'm so glad that you are God who can come in and fill that void. Come in and turn that sorrow to joy. Come in and dry up those tears. Come in and help your children to go on and live a life without that loved one. Do it for the Sandifer family. Do it for the Stowers family. Touch Charlotte, Janet, and Beverly as they come together with their brother, Kenneth, and they can make decisions that it is time. It is time. It's time. Hiya, glory to God for them to release, let go. In Jesus' name, give them the strength and the wisdom to do it, God, as only you can. God, we thank you for Prophetess Kai and that family as they are coming together to lie Auntie Jackie to rest today. Bless them today, God. Strengthen them as only you can. And then there are all of those whom we don't have the names for today who they are moaning and groaning and wondering why death has visited their door. Help them to know that death is just a part of this journey called life. And you and only you, God, only you, God, hallelujah, absolutely see and know it and know what we need in the midst of it. So come and bring comfort. Bring comfort today. Peace in the mind. Supply their every need. Praying for LaVon Joyner, whose sister is being funeralized today. Praying, holy God, that you will strengthen her. That's her last sibling. She feels that she's here all alone, but help her to know that we are here, that you've left her here for a reason and a purpose in Jesus' name. There are others, God, who've called and asked for prayer that I'm just lifting up to you now, asking that you bless as only you can in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. I thank you for your word that lets us know that, behold, your eyes are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. You see all and you know all. You see 45, God, you know what that office need up there and who should be in that office up there. And I ask, God, that as we, your people, who are called by your name, are humbling ourselves and praying and seeking your face and turning from our wicked ways, hallelujah, glory to God, I know that you are hearing our prayer, Lord. And so we pray because you told us to pray for those in leadership and who have rule over this land. God, we pray and lift up all of them from the White House all the way down to our house so that we can all do that which is going to bring you glory and bring praise to your name. God, help us as we go forward in this time of prayer, that we will remember without a shadow of a doubt that you are near to us. Hallelujah. You said in your word that you are near to us who call on you. Hallelujah. You are near to us. And we thank you that you are near to us and that you hear our prayer. And God, we know that you are God who not only hears, you will answer our prayer. And so as we close this prayer, we are going to close it together as we pray in unity. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Lord, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive our sins. Forgive us, God. Forgive us. Forgive us. Forgive us right now in Jesus' name. For you know our sin. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us. In Jesus' name we pray. We need you today. This is the prayer, the model prayer that you gave us, God. You gave us this prayer so that we would all know without a shadow of a doubt that you are near and dear to us, your children. You've not left us, not forsaken us, not one minute. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. So this is our prayer in Jesus' name today. Bless your people everywhere as only you can. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless each and every one of you. We are going to open the queue this morning, and you can say fare you well for the weekend as we are leaving. We will be back on Monday. God bless you. Have a super fantastic weekend.